Yeah.
Wouldn't be a
Really?
Nigerian podcast group if it was early.
I thought it was supposed to be 11 start.
No, it was 10. It was meant to be 10.
10. Okay, good.
Dang.
Right, so let me just welcome everybody.
Hold up. Can't record just yet. I've been just chewing while I'm chewing.
What are you chewing? What are you eating? Do you always have to eat?
Dude, you should see when I play FIFA. The guys are so mad. And Twix. Twix. Okay, I'm good. Let's go.
Right. So, welcome everybody. I was going to say good evening, but I know due to different time zones, some people are in an inferior time zone. So,
Wow.
it might not be evening, especially for Jay. So, let's go around the house.
Nah, it's evening. It's evening here.
Okay, so it works. It works. Good evening, everybody. This is a special podcast for Avengers Endgame, and I think we've got a few people online from all over the world. All the major continents, I think, are represented. We don't have South Americans, though.
Yeah.
So, who do we? Kingsley, can you say hello? Kingsley, he did?
Hello.
Yep. Kingsley's re representing Austria. Nobody really cares about Austria, but there you go. Do we have Jay online? Hi, Jay.
What up?
Yep. And that's your typical American.
I'm a Niger boy. What are you talking
No,
about?
sorry, you're American, my friend. We have our true Niger rep online, Sheyi. Tell them how it's done.
Yes. We did hear. We did hear.
You want
Oh, man. Exactly. Right. I've thrown up an agenda just to try and keep us honest. And I'm sure, being Nigerians, we very soon might deviate. But I'm going to commit to keeping us to it as much as I can. Okay?
All right. Yep.
Right. This is about Avengers Endgame. So, without much further ado, anybody listening, people out there, this is going to be spoiler-full. I mean, anybody's hiding from spoilers at this late stage in the game, but man, you are your own. So, listen at your own peril. Right. So the first topic basically is I want to go around each person and ask them what your general feeling was about Endgame. I mean, basically, did you like it? Did you think it stopped the landing? And at the end of it, give a score out of 10, if you can. So, kicking off, I'm going to the homeland, kicking off with Shi.
Okay. I think it's the third best out of all four Avengers movies, with Age of Ultron being dead last, first one being best, and Infinity War coming second. So, Endgame. The problem I had with it was they put too much into it and it was too long. The length, and because of the length, now it became too preachy. Like I always tell people, it was like a very well-made episode of Arrow and Flash, where everybody just keeps preaching, trying to tell you to, just preach. Captain America preach to Black Widow. Black Widow preach to team across Skype. Captain America preach to people on round table, preach to Iron Man. So it was too long. They could have shortened it and would have still gotten the same feels you got, and it would have been easier to watch. So on that note, let me just say it's my third best out of all the Avengers. It didn't suck. It was a good ending. Although with the time travel bits made a lot of plot hole, and everybody would try to create one angle to defend something, but it's not foolproof. There are a lot of things that can just easily pick right off the bat and scatter the whole thing. So let's just leave it there so everybody can chime in. At least basic, third best Avengers movie. Ended everything well. And I think the ending was okay. I liked it, but it's more about outside the movie than inside. Remove Dan Jr. because of his money. Remove, what's this guy's name again? Captain America. Just clear Scarlett Johansson is big payouts to remove those ones from setting and then get ready to start a new thing with the Fox franchise. So, all in all, okay. I gave it a 7.5, I remember, over 10. So, yeah, that's it.
Are you sticking to that?
Yeah, no, I don't, I'm not like you now. You like, I don't watch it 5 times, change it for every time. I don't watch it once, and that's that.
So, okay, let me ask a question. Have you only watched it once or more than once?
Yeah, I've only watched it once.
Okay, all right. Okay, fair enough. I'm sure when we get to the part about the time heist, we'll have a very jolly good time. But for now, moving on to going all the way to America. Hi, Jay.
What's up?
So go for it. General overall feels and your score out of 10.
All right, let me just start off by saying there are some people who feel like my brother, for example. He'd never seen the movie. Well, he hadn't seen the movie for weeks. He just saw it a short time ago.
Okay.
And he saw it and he hated it.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, what? He said, that's like, God, I'm never going to watch it again. I watched it one time. That's it. I'm like, why? He says, look, I didn't come here to watch some Oscar bait crap. I want to see the revenge, the payoff. Let's show this guy for showing us. So with that, from that perspective, I understood where he was going. But then I told him, I said, this is why you don't even read the comics. And it's clear you don't read the comics, because then you don't understand that there's a balance between payoff and also telling an actual good story with some legitimate impact and stuff. So having said that, let me address one thing. I'm going to throw that question back to Femi later on when he said he rated 7.5. I'm curious to know what he rated the other two above it, Avengers movie. But as a standalone movie by itself, because it occurred to me on my second viewing, that if I saw this movie by itself, I think it's a shitty movie. Like, it was literally 3 out of 10. Like, who's good? Who's this? What's happening? Why is that happening? All that stuff. But as the conclusion to this beautiful Infinity Saga, you know, as that epic 10-year tapestry of tales with groundbreaking spectacle and all the fan service payoffs and everything, nah, man, I rate that movie a solid 9 out of 10. Like, it was everything I wanted it to be and then some. There were some things I thought would happen that, you know, kind of threw me off guard. But yeah, that's my general impression of it. First time I saw it, like, wow. Second time I saw it, like, okay, I had some questions. Third time I saw it, like, yeah, it goes back up to 9 for me. Because I understand, you know, a movie has to be seen in the context of what it is. It's in the context of everything from Iron Man to what's they just released. In the context of the characters, the actors, the people working on it, telling that story, then trying to tell that story in view of 3 other stories going on at the same time, trying to film that early to keep costs down and trying to make it something that we would all enjoy. I give it a solid 9 out of 10, man. That's my take.
Okay, so fair enough review. So you're one of the people Shay accused of changing score every time you watch it. But, you know, fair enough. Cool.
He's afraid to do it. That's why he doesn't want to watch it anymore.
I don't watch films twice in cinema. Nope. Not done any. Do it. Oh, okay. Yeah, I watched Black Panther twice. Yes. Free ticket.
I don't have to I have a monthly amount I pay. I can see it 8 times if I want. If I want to understand something, I can go back and see it again. So okay, let me get this. Like, why did I can even say, okay, wait, I don't want to see the first hour. Go back and jump in. You know, 2 hours in. Doesn't bother me at all. So it gives me the ability to, you know, frame and reframe my opinion in the context of repeat viewings, because that lets you see things you missed the first time, lets you understand things indeed. You missed the first time.
Yeah, indeed. Right, and let's go to lowly Austria.
Yeah, the best.
Yeah, go on. Go for it.
I finished 5 times.
Five times, did you just say?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's a 10 out of 10. I don't care what anyone says.
Right. Can I just ask quickly? I shouldn't interrupt you.
Okay. Yep.
This has nothing to do with it being a famous Thanos being in this. Your 10 out of 10.
Luckily.
Sorry, I missed that. Say that again, Kingsley.
Luckily. I mean, obviously.
All right, carry on. Give us your feels and your score.
Like, it's going to be a Dark Knight. It's never going to be that. It's what it is.
Yep.
It's equal to Infinity War. I'm sorry. It's a 10 out of 10. There's really nothing to say. I get why people hate it. I get why people think it's too long. But for me, it's perfect. Like,
okay.
Yeah.
So, 10 out of 10, perfect. So just let me ask you this. If you were ranking it against the other Avenger movies, would this be your best?
It'd be the second best, because the first one, there's always that. I mean, it is the first one. Thought we'd see an Avengers movie.
You mean the very first Avengers, yeah?
Yeah, so okay. The first one always has that high standard. Then Endgame, Infinity War, then Age of Ultron.
Okay. All right, I'm not that surprised by your score, but okay, is that all? You got anything else to add to that, or
that's it?
Okay, I mean, I enjoyed it. I've seen it 3 times, so I didn't do overdo like Kingsley.
Yeah.
She's gonna laugh. When I first went in, I came out, I gave you an 8, and to be honest, I was actually like emotionally drained, and it took me a while to get over it. I didn't even know why, but then I watched it the second time and it did go up for me, and I watched it the third time, it didn't go up again the third time. So for my overall score is 8.5, and to put that in context, I've never given any film 10. I think the highest I've given any film is a 9. Just to put some context around that score. I thought it was an achievement in just ending the saga more than anything else. Yep. It could easily have done a Game of Thrones. Easily. but it did not. It stuck the landing perfectly in my mind. And did the film have issues? Yeah, I thought there was a few issues there. I'm not as harsh as she. I didn't think it was that too long, but I did think at least a good 5 to 10 minutes could have been shaved. But overall, I'm happy with it. It's not my best. I think I actually prefer Infinity War to it. But I respect it for what it had to do, i.e., as I think it was Jay who said this, you know, bookend the whole 22 film Infinity War saga, and I think it did it, you know, brilliantly. I don't think there's anything in the film that upset me as a fan, and this is me as a fanboy. I'm not triggered by anything in it, which is, I think and even looking at it from other people's point of view, I think the only people who might, and I'm not even sure they were triggered, who might have been triggered are probably Hawk fans, maybe. But overall, I think good job. Kudos to the Russo brothers. Kudos to Kevin Feige. Kudos to the writers. And, yep. So, as a general feel, yeah.
Wait, hold up. Let's stop all this cash, you know, Kevin Feige ass kissing, first of all. What 5-10 minutes do you think you could have shaved off that movie? Like, seriously, okay. What
right. So,
do you think you could have taken off it? Yeah. I want to know what Femi thought was too long. That is too long. What was too long? I need more. There was stuff I wanted to see that would explain some stuff.
Okay, so let's... I don't want to do this now. I know when we get to those bits, but I'll tell you quickly... They were mostly Tony Stark scenes for me, but we can get to that when we talk about the time heist part. if you want to, if you want to remember, we'll bring it up then. I don't want to start jumping around now, but I'll highlight it when I get to that point. But remind me, and it's Tony Stark scenes. Okay?
Okay.
Right. So that's general films. And what I've tried to do now is break the film down into five parts so we can discuss it, each section, properly. Now, the first section is going to be the opening of the movie all the way just before they do the five-year leap, or what's it called? Time jump. So let's take it the other way around now. So what did you think about that opening section, Kingsley?
For me, it was fine. It was just, you know, it's a horror.
Okay.
It's a spaceship. So, I like the whole way it was set up. I mean, you could really feel the loss of everyone, and like, it made sense that had to be in the movie. So.
Okay.
So like, okay, people saying you have to cut some parts out. Like, I don't think you can cut any part out from the opening act. So, for me, it was fine.
Right. Question before we move on from you. You being a big, again, a Thanos fan, what was your feeling when they did that brushing of Thanos early on in the film? Cut his hand off, cut his head off. Were you crying?
The moment they cut his hand off, okay, fine. It's a time travel story.
Right, okay.
When you cemented it, it's going to be a time travel story because I knew they're probably going to off him there and, yeah.
Okay.
In the movie, he's always going to come back, so.
Okay. Cool. Jay?
Okay. That first part of Act of Me was very emotional for me.
Sorry, his
famous
nickname, Jay. He just jumped in.
Both feet.
I've been calling him Femi this whole time.
Yeah. Sounds alike.
Right. No, actually, there's a guy one of my guys I play FIFA with. The guy's name is Femi, and we just get into it all the time. So I just, by default, just went there.
Right. Okay, so all right. Let's Jay talk.
Yeah, go on.
Okay.
Let me first of all say, I mean, it's kind of weird. You're going to ask Kingsley, the guy who gave it 10 out of 10. So what do you think about the opening? I loved it. What else is he going to say? I mean, come on. It was perfect. It was awesome. Hell, it was beautiful. You could take that and your salvation through Christ in that scene. It's awesome. What else is he going to tell you? You know, it was perfect. No, but for me, I'll tell you this. That opening scene, it worked for me. Like, it worked for even the guys, the audience I was with. Like, the audience I was with, there was a guy next to me who was in his 50s and his daughter who was in the teens. And you could see that it worked for both of them on different levels. The guy is obviously a fanboy. His daughter is somebody who comes along to see these things. And when it kicks off, that opening where Hawkeye's family, you finally see it, the impact of the snap on his family, it smacks into that girl like a freight train. She's like, oh, no. And she put her hand in her mouth. And me, as a father, I'm not lying. Yeah. Every time I see these scenes where you lose your kids, you could see Hawkeye's subtle acting right there. You could see Jeremy Renner. He just goes from relaxed to tense. His face just snaps, just switches like, this is not happening. Then he panics. And that's where I lost. I'm like, oh my God, this is a great place to start. But I will say that the entire sequence of them, the second they brought Tony Stark back, I'm like, okay. Tony's performance up against the payoff of him finally meeting Cap. And at first they're like, yeah. And they realize, you know what? Screw it. I needed you. You were not there. Get lost. I don't need you anymore. And the whole encounter with all the way up to them meeting Thanos and beating his ass in record time. I'm not going to lie. By the time they chopped his head off, I was like a mentor kind of walks in with like, mental notes and sheets of paper, and I'm holding all these things, my expectations, my theories. I threw everything. I'm like, yeah, screw it. That's it. It's all gone. I didn't think they're gonna just like, they just took everything, because I thought that, of course, cocky Miss Captain Marvel's gonna show up. They're gonna have this plan. She's gonna say, let's kick his ass, let's go, and they'll take off. So I'm like, yeah, it's gonna happen. And then Thanos is gonna bring the beat down on this girl in humble hands, say, okay, wait first, you know. But nope, they took him out record time. And cut to 5 years later, I'm like, yeah, okay, so let me throw everything I expected away and watch it now to learn. So, okay, I sit at your feet. So it worked for me. In terms of clearing my doubts and starting afresh, pressing reset on my expectations, it worked great.
Okay, that's good, that's good, that's good. See, now you can talk, my friend. You can jump
okay,
in.
Like I said, it was an emotional point in the film for me. Because before the film started, Hype Train is a 3-hour movie. I'm like, 3 hours, what's that? And then the beginning of the film, they cut off Tino's head. I'm like, okay. That means time travel, one, like Kingsley said. Two, that means there's going to be a lot of talking. I just already knew it. If you eliminate him from the beginning, they're just going to be talking. Remember what I said about Arrow and Flash? I said it very good, that means well made. And then, when the head was cut off, the reason why I felt pain was, I don't know, I just felt, one, my mind just went back to, I know Kingsley and Dapo are going to start laughing, and my mind just went back to Man of Steel.
Oh, God.
And I was like, everybody shouted like, yes! They cut off his head, I just felt pain, and I thought, but it broke Zod's neck, same thing, everybody was, I'm just, why did you kill him? Why did you kill him? But I'm like, that's the exact effect they were going for then. That it didn't quite work out. And I was like, well, life is not fair. You like what someone else does. You hate if someone doing the same thing, just be hated for no reason. So that was one.
Really?
And the second part was Thanos died. That was the end of Thanos. The Thanos from Infinity War, that was the movie. That was where he died. Yes. And once a character like that dies, he has lost his power. It wasn't relatable again at the end of the film. At the end of the film, it was just like a regular bad guy that I knew they were going to beat. You get that kind of thing. But in Infinity War, it was like a force of nature. Something like, oh, Hurricane. Oh, don't like it. Yeah, but it's coming. There's nothing you can do about it. The best thing you do is just step out of his way. That was what Thanos was in Infinity War.
He was inevitable.
He just kind of lost. I remember I made a comment in Facebook. Thanos was what held the whole thing together. So seeing him die there, I was like, oh man, this guy. So that means we won't see him again until probably the end. So it just felt somehow to me, but execution wise, it needed to be done based on the story they wanted to tell. So I can't say it's a bad thing or it's a plot hole. No. It just had to happen. And that was another reason for them to introduce Captain Marvel and then set up the last fight. That, okay, this ragtag team, you see, there'll be something similar at the end to take him out. So, yeah. And it was the old DCU pain of just people just hitting something because it's another. Now, I don't know. I think the beginning was nice. Wait, I just started talking then. No. They just went straight, yeah. Went straight, yeah, yes, to that. Yes. It was nice. I liked the beginning. It was cool.
Okay.
Oh, yes. Jay said something that I hated. Yes, I hated.
What?
That old Tony telling Cap, hey, where were you when I was there? All that is just bullshit. That's part of the Arrow and Flash thing I'm talking about. We all knew it was bullshit. I didn't take this serious, and I was wrong with this one. Especially late. Like, you still come back at the end now. So, all those things, as far as I'm concerned, were not needed. Maybe they could have said they had brain touch and then you couldn't do anything. I'd have preferred that. Okay, you had psychosis or something. You had to sleep on the bed. But he actually came to. And I was now complaining, kind of like a baby. She got to sit down somewhere in your jaw. Now crying like, Arrow. I'm like, I didn't feel that part, Joe. It was just wasting our time. I think that was the beginning of the preaching and the talk that I didn't like. So, yeah. That's negative from the beginning part. But Thanos getting his head chopped off, it was good. Oh, then I want to mention one thing.
Yep, go
the
for it.
The acting... Josh Brolin's acting, I don't know. If Thanos, I know they did mocap and all that. I know everybody's always talking about Andrew Serkis when he's him that he's doing something, but it was just something. It's like that drop of shoulder. That's like, man, I've done it. I just want to get that kind. I want to rest.
Leave me.
People are just disturbing my life. I'm sure, and I'm offering them the head. They allowed it. Like, want to kill me? Kill me. I don't care. And then Thor. No, Thor didn't go fat then. So yeah. But that was Thor. You know, Thor was a pants in that.
Listen. Don't even start war now. We will get to the war part later.
Sure. Okay, I'll see them just tell you from the beginning. Pants.
Right. I mean, for me, I loved the opening. I don't think I had any issues. I did have a few issues. But overall, I loved it. That cold opening with Hawkeye's family, that hit me in the feels. Just like Jay, I fought my kids and I just imagined how I would react. And that was really, really well done. I was not that happy with the Stark rescue. I really wanted Stark to do some kind of sciencey stuff, you know, just to show his genius. You know, I thought it was a bit too easy, Captain Marvel saving him. But, you know, it is what it is. It's not that it was bad. I wanted a bit more from that bit. I loved... Right, so this is where I started getting angry. Now, cards on the table. I'm not a big fan of Stark the character, and I've always been team Cap when it comes to Cap versus Tony Stark. So when he got back to Earth, I started running his mouth at Cap. Seriously, I was actually getting angry watching it. I wanted Cap to slap him. I was saying, what's wrong with this man? You know, carrying beef from Civil War that made no sense then. Sorry?
He had a right to do that. Cap fucked up, so...
Listen...
Let me tell you straight up right now.
Hold up. Let me tell you straight up right now. If you tell me, right, my sister died in 2001. If you tell me that... Let's say I find out one day that one of us here was actually, who knows me and has found out who I am, was driving the other vehicle that ran the vehicle that my sister was in off the road, and it killed her and a friend of mine. And I find out that you guys knew and nobody told me this, and yet we're doing stuff together, we're talking and you're interacting with me, and I find that out, I guarantee the hell out of one thing, our relationship will not be the same. Needs to be addressed.
Hold up.
It needs to be addressed. Now, I give the writers credit for trying to craft a story in Civil War that justified that level of emotion. And the payoff where Tony sees that video and just turns and looks at Cap and says, "Did you know?" And he says, "Yeah." And then when he now says, "Don't, Tony," he said, "He killed my mom." Like, that one line right there, I'm like, yeah, I understand that emotion right there. Like, screw it. I've never been the most rational of people in my life. That dude's dead. I understood that.
Yeah, I get that. But that's Civil
not
War.
Paying it off. Yeah, that was Civil War. He hasn't laid eyes on Cap from then. Literally, don't forget, all this stuff for you guys is, you know, it's been time. But for him...
Yeah, what?
Civil War.
Yeah, it's a 2 years plus. Between
Civil War and that, you think it's easy to get over in 2 years?
Wow. Yeah, I'm just giving an excuse, Joe. Guy was a jackass.
Let's get stuck on it. Anyway, that bit annoyed me in terms of my feelings about Stark's stance on this. Anyway, so I thought,
we already know how you don't like Stark. That's right. That. But you can't. But listen, the world is made. There's a reason why there's people who buy Mercedes and people that buy Hondas. There's different types of people. You can't dismiss people's feelings just because you wouldn't feel that way. I'm talking about you can't dismiss the way other people would feel about something. That's why I gave a very personal story, and I said this happened to me. Should I find out tomorrow that Dapo knew that Sheyi was the one driving the car that killed my sister and did not tell me? Guarantee our interaction would be different. And that's what happened in that story. That's why I said I give the writers credit for being able to come up with a plausible reason for Tony to be that level of pain.
End of the universe. Yeah. Okay. No, voila.
Check it out. He shelved his feelings. He was ready to call Tony and everything. He said, okay, fine, let's go ahead. Let's do and call Steve. But when everything has ended, he's finally meeting him. We've lost. There's no way back. Yeah, he can speak his mind freely. Now we've lost. Nothing to do again. And you're telling me, well, guy, we've lost already. Okay. And he just told him straight up. Yeah, after it's over. In his mind, there's no way out. People have died. Now I can yell my mind.
Okay.
I mean, that was a share from the start.
Yeah. Anyway, so when that happened, oh god, I was rolling my eyes so hard. Anyway, I liked. Funny enough, I liked Captain Marvel in those scenes, and when she was all gone cold,
she was terrible.
Yeah. All gone cold to go and fight.
And that's what I liked about her, actually, because that's a real person. Like sometimes real people show up who are cocky, and she was.
And I'd not seen the trailer about where she was going. Let's go and kill him. And what is it, Rhodey? I think said something like, "We're all about that superhero life." Right. I must have been the only person who laughed out loud because I hadn't seen that scene before. Apparently, it was in the trailer. So that landed hard for me, and I quite liked that. Yeah, okay, calm down, man. Calm down, woman. Where are you rushing off to? Not only you get power. I just like that whole. And then Thor. That's all good. When they came in and attacked. Thanos, yeah, and going back to what Shay said, I love that whole Thanos, his whole demeanor. Yeah, I'm done. Yeah. I'm just gonna eat my akara and whatever he was cooking in, you know, in that stew. And even when they were even beating him, he wasn't really giving a fight.
He just see in his face of like he tried to fight just based on reflex, but
he just took the licks, man. Yeah. So yeah, great. I was okay with the opening. Great opening. I thought yes. And when they killed Thanos, and you know he did that. I waited for the head joke. Obviously, me, I was laughing hard because I was going to face all those haters. So I kind of and I was. I even thought of Kingsley at that point. But yes, we've dealt with his guy. So yeah,
you had no clue that 20 minutes from then he's going to gain weight.
Oh man, right. So yeah. So that's the opening. So I was fine with it. Now we go to 5 years later.
Guys, thanks for listening. This was part one of our epic long podcast on Avengers Endgame. When we did the original recording, it lasted 2.5 hours. So we've decided to cut it up into segments. So this first segment of about 33, 34 minutes basically covers our general feelings, as you've just heard, and also the first part of the film. Part two will come along shortly, and that will cover the 5-year skip to the time heist portion. Thanks for listening, you true believers.